Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM live in Phoenix. And you are hearing Alan Powell, star of the new movie Caged No More, singing All I Wanna Be with Caitlin Nicole Thomas from The Song, one of my favorite movies of 2014. Isn't it a beautiful song, Dave?
Well, I remember specifically that movie.
Yeah.
And he was walking down the streets of New York with his wife when he called in the first time.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. And this was a great movie, The Song. I didn't see the most recent one, but he's a great talent, a great individual,
musician. He's part of Anthem Lights. If you don't know the name Alan Powell, I'm sure you've heard of Anthem Lights. And if you haven't, you need to, because a very talented group, very talented individual.
Excellent.
And like I said, we'll be talking to him in just a few moments, and we'll be reviewing Caged No More right before that. But before that...
Yes. Before that, ladies and gentlemen, this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive at 3310 East Thomas Road. Tell them Dave says hi. Alexander, such a great... I mean, it's just... I don't know. I just can't say enough about the guy. However, everyone has car trouble. Actually, you know, preventive medicine is a good thing. Bring your car in before you have car trouble. That's what I'm saying. And visit Alexander. Call him at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Tell him Dave says hi.
Excellent. Well, Trisha and I saw this film, Caged No More. Again, Breakthrough Entertainment today is using its influence to stop human trafficking. So hashtag Caged No More. Use that to spread the word. We do not want this to continue. Very terrible, terrible subject. Very, very real. And a lot of people, it's just easy for people to say, you know what? Not my kid, not my town, but you know what? It could be.
Well, all right, when I get home, I'll take Kathleen out of the cage.
More than likely, it is in your town.
Yes.
This is actually the new slavery. I do not know why people are not more outraged about this happening, because it is mostly happening to pretty innocent young people.
Yes.
And it's absolutely ridiculous that people are not standing up. We're still dealing with slavery in the past and how we can make up for the horrible things that happened to all of those people. And this is modern day slavery. These people are being taken off the streets, taken from their homes, and sold, just like happened in the past.
Exactly.
But now, as compared to, well, some of them might still be getting whipped and stoned and worked, but it's quite often is sexual. So it's just, I hate to use that term, because that, you know, that to me is a pretty positive term, but they're put into prostitution or, you know, abuse, and it's just horrible, horrible, horrible. It's the new slavery.
Yes, and that's why it's the new movie called Caged No More. It's all about human trafficking and about this new form of slavery. And yes, hey, Chico 30580, thank you very much for tuning in on stream for us. Loretta Devine plays a grandmother who discovers that her two granddaughters have been kidnapped by their sinister father, played by Kevin Sorbo, and taken overseas to be sold into slavery to settle his drug debt. She enlists the help of the girl's uncle, also played by Sorbo, and his son, played by Alan Powell, who will stop at nothing to see them safely returned home.
And this is actually inspired by real events.
Yes,
so it is. Even when you're watching this, you're thinking, oh, no way would that ever happen. No way would a father do that. Well, guess what?
Exactly. And that's what's even more, you know, tragic about the situation and tragic about real life is that this is, you know, this is the father who did this. She wasn't kidnapped by a stranger. You'll find most often these things happen by a member of the family, you know, an uncle, something like that.
Or a close friend.
A close friend, exactly.
Someone that they trust.
Yes, it's not, you know, it can happen with a stranger, but most often it happens with some trust, like you said. So, yes, this movie is playing throughout the valley, throughout the country. Check it out. I am giving it 3 stars. I really liked it. I thought it's a very strong film, very emotional film.
Three out of five.
But Alan Powell does a terrific job here. What an amazing actor. There are some very tense moments, especially near the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. If you were afraid, you know, is this just going to be, you know, maybe, because it does have its religious,
overtones.
Spiritual, overtones. But It's not
mostly Divine's character.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's and one thing that worried me, and that's those are the moments I didn't care for as much. I love Loretta Devine. I think she does an amazing job in everything she does, Boston Public,
mm-hmm.
especially.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes she's a little bit overboard, and her scenes and the way that they are... you'll have to see the movie to understand
when they integrate them.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's a little bit too strong for me. That's why it's not getting a 4-star from me. Mm-hmm. Those were the moments that I didn't care for as much. Some people are really going to be drawn to those scenes in particular, but for me, that's what pulled me back from it. But the other scenes, especially the ones with Kevin Sorbo and Alan Powell, and the ones with the girls.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
the young boy
attempts
to save the one girl from her horrible situation as well. Those are amazing. It reminds you of Taken, except for a more realistic, grounded, and meaningful version of Taken. And if you think, oh, this is not going to have action, it definitely does have action. It's got some amazing, thrilling, and suspenseful scenes, like I said, near the end. And the end is just very powerful. I don't want to reveal what happens, but the last moment of the movie, very powerful scene, and it's got the backing of Kathy Lee Gifford, and of course
I see her daughter's in it.
Her daughter is in it. Yes,
her daughter did a phenomenal job as Skye.
Yes.
She needs to eat a hamburger, that girl.
Well, it was necessary for this film.
Yes,
and if you watch the film, you'll know why she needed to look kind of emaciated. And
I have an idea.
And she needed to look very young, because isn't she 22 in real life?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and she looks like she's like 14.
Right. Right. And that's one thing that bothered me also about the movie is that I think that they might have played it a little bit too safe. They were the girls were a little bit older than, because they mentioned the younger ages that that this can impact and this can...
that it often impacts.
Often
yes.
impacts, but
yes.
I thought they were playing it safe. Maybe they didn't want it to scare people that much. But in a way, I think that people do need to be scared. They need to know that this is going to happen and it's not, I thought that maybe the girl was... she was 14 years old, the younger girl?
No, I thought she was 12, but...
No, I think she was 14.
Okay.
Yeah,
the ages, but I was thinking, yeah, usually this is something that happens between like 12 and 16.
Yeah.
Now in the room where it was a stranger that took
the
girl.
Way.
Excuse me. Yeah. In the movie, I'm sorry, you're right.
Yeah.
In the room
is a different.
I'm sorry. In the movie room. That's what I should say.
Yes.
In the movie room, Brie Larson's character was actually taken at the age of 17.
Right.
So
yeah,
it happens at all ages. However, for selling them on the open marketplace to the perverted people who participate in that, usually it tends to be young children, male and female, not just the females, but there's males as well.
Yeah. And the other thing is I mentioned this during our interview with Alan.
Yes.
The situation that happened here in Mesa that came to light. I shouldn't say it happened. It's a situation that came to light earlier this week in Mesa.
And tell more about that.
About with a 3-year-old girl who was in a garbage bag, and we don't need to describe it, but it was a very horrible situation.
And that was her mother and
her
step,
mother
or her, or the
her
mother's
mother and
boyfriend.
The mother's friend or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, mother's boyfriend or something.
Yeah, and the mother knew that this was happening, or allegedly knew this was happening. This is why I don't like talking about news on the radio, because I don't want to get in trouble. According to reports, and this was happening right in our own backyard. So.
Well, and as we're talking to Alan, we also discuss about how you do find out that, I think again, playing it safe a little bit by having them go to Greece where prostitution is legal, brothels are legal.
Yes.
I think that makes it a little bit to keep it more in our comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this is happening everywhere.
Right.
There are people escaping this from time to time. It's a horrific thing to escape from. That's another thing that I think Room did a good job on showing the after effects of having been imprisoned and being in this situation. But Cage No More, I give Cage No More a 3.5 stars, almost 4. Again, I had the same issue. Her character was so over the top to me.
To you, yeah. For yeah.
To me, it was over the top. And I'm a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. I don't wear it on my sleeve. And so, you know, it was a little bit different for me that way. I wish that they had been able to kind of build up some of the other background a little bit more.
Right.
And when you're in an intense scene, her higher pitched voice is kind of, you know, gets me to be like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it got me kind of anxious, which is, I think, what they wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And to build up to that. And Kevin Sorbo did a great job, and Alan Powell, phenomenal job. Yes. And Cassidy Gifford. And then who was it? What's the girl's name that played Elle? She did a phenomenal job. The look in her eyes and her face, excellent job, too. Yeah.
And I know I sound a little bit harsh on it, you know, but I am giving it 3. And that's not a bad thing at all. 3 is a very good, you know, grade for a film.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm just clarifying, you know, in case you know anyone, it's got those tones.
We're
to
talking
it.
The difference between a thumbs up and a huge thumbs up.
Exactly. You exactly. It's mean, still it's, a very strong yeah, movie. And you know, it's got its flaws, but most movies do.
Yes,
so,
yes.
But definitely go see Caged No More. Make a difference, everyone. Someone on stream is saying, this is so crazy. Oh, wow. Our world is falling apart. God bless America. You know, God bless the world. So we need to do, because, again, this is a worldwide problem. Everyone, you know, start to do your part with hashtag Caged No More. Spread
yes.
the word about this movie. Spread the word about this situation, this very terrible, terrible topic. And let's I know we can't stop it today.
Well, this is the world's fastest growing crime.
Yes.
This is huge. We talk about the war on drugs. I'm sorry. I mean, yes, drugs are horrible. Mm-hmm. Do not get me wrong. Drugs are killing people. This 1.2 million children, according to UNICEF, 1.2 million children are trafficked each year.
Yeah.
That's each year. People, wake up.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, yes. And so please, everyone, go out, watch this movie. It is you will definitely get very emotional over it. You will be entertained as well. So that's one thing I mentioned in my written review, which you can find at breakradioshow.com. You are going to be entertained in this movie. I know sometimes there's too much emotion, too much spirituality, too much message, sometimes the entertainment value gets lost. But this movie definitely has entertainment value. Like I said, it's kind of like a version of Taken, a much more grounded, realistic version of Taken. It's got
it is based on the true story. And actually, we didn't get into this, but it's actually part of a trilogy, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. In
just like Taken.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but you know what? I think that we better take a break, because we've got our interview, our pre-recorded interview with actor Alan Powell. You can join us on stream, stre.am/breakradioshow. Someone says that they're going to go see the movie. Yes, we are live in Arizona, and we'll be talking with you during the break as well. So that's one way that we can extend the show. And so if you've got any questions, please let us know, and we'll be happy to converse with you and have a great time during the breaks as well. But from right now, we're going to hear a little bit from Alan Powell singing Chasing After Wind, which is a nice message that was revealed in the song, where, you know, all these things that we are chasing after in life, it's just wind. It doesn't matter. They're going to go away. So just enjoy what you have, and enjoy the people that you're with, and
contribute to great causes like preventing
human
trafficking.
Exactly.
Hashtag caged no more.
And I did ask Alan a question about how we can make a difference, and regardless of what we do, if we're in an organization, career, and he's going to tell us about that after the break.
Excellent. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.
If nothing has meaning, if in the end we're chasing after wind. Ah.